since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Now, we are a Word of Faith church. How many of you know we're a Word of Faith church? There's a very, very big difference to a Word of Faith church and a not a Word of Faith church. A not Word of Faith church is people, denominations, waiting for God to do something. A Word of Faith church believes God's already done it, and we got the authority to take control over the situations in our own life. That's a major, major difference. Because if you're not Word of Faith, you'll be singing, que sera, sera, whatever will be. God is sovereign. Whatever God wants to do, He's going to do. So then that takes you out of the picture. But God said the weak should say they're strong. God said, you should say to that mountain, be removed. God said, what you bind in the earth, I'll back up with all of heaven. What you loose in the earth will already be loosed in the heavens. God said, you got to do something. I remember one time a man said something that was pretty astounding when he said it. I was very young. I didn't understand it then. I do now. But he said this, there's no greater way to teach a sermon or preach a sermon than in a song. The best way to preach a sermon is in a song. How many of you remember 8 days a week? How many of you remember the words? How do you remember please, please me? The words. How many of you remember those songs you learned growing up? You know the words. You still remember the words. So if we're singing songs that are not word faith, word of faith, you'll get those things in your spirit. And you'll start to think in the wrong way. There are great worship teams, but they're not Word and Faith. There's one, someone told me earlier, that they sing, and I know who they are, and I'm not going to mention to you, but they sing, and at the end of the song, they say, well, God giveth and God taketh away. Now, that is a fact that God raises up. The Bible says He's the one to promote and He's the one to demote. But they sang it in the connotation of, your child or someone being killed, God gave and God takes away. Your bankruptcy, God gave you the money and God takes it away. Your marriage, God gave you the marriage, but God takes it away. And I'm telling you, when you start to get this kind of garbage inside of your spirit, as the man thinks in his heart, so is he. You will start to live out all the trash that the devil wants you to live out of your life. Amen. That's why it's imperative that you learn word and faith. Paul said, he said, Romans 10:8. He said, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. This word of faith which we preach. Amen. We need to stay with the word of faith, the word of God. We need to not doctor it, not water it down. We need to just go with what God said. He said, if you're weak, say you're strong. He said, call those things that are not as though they were. And too many people are calling things that they think, well, God did it, and insurance companies, God, it's an act of God, and all that trash. And so we're a word and faith church, but we're a word and spirit church. Because the word in our life is great, and it'll change everything, but it's not enough. You need the Holy Spirit mixed with the word, and your life can be totally different. Amen. Amen. And so tonight I'm talking the second part of the word and the spirit. Everyone say the word and the spirit. The word. You see, if you've just got the word, but you're not trusting in the Holy Spirit, you haven't got enough. And if you've just got the Holy Spirit and you don't know the word, you haven't got enough. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the Holy Spirit will never disagree with the word because He's the author. He is the author. Never forget that. He authored the book. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 2 Peter 1:21 tells us he's the author. Amen. And so you've got to have both the Word and the Spirit. When you've got the Word, which is the Logos, when you've got the Logos written Word, the words on the paper, the words on your phone, the words on your tablet from the Bible, when you've got that in your heart, then God can bring the Rhema, which will be the revelation of that Word. And He brings the Rhema through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Everyone say, Holy Spirit. He brings revelation through the Holy Spirit. But if you haven't got the Word, how can you know revelation? Because you don't know. And so we have to know the Word. We've got to know the Word. Because if someone's telling a lie, how will you know? If you don't know the truth, you'll never catch the lie. It's that simple. So I can come to you and spin you a yarn and give you a lot of lies and never show you a scripture and tell you that God's doing this and God's doing that. But if you know the Word, you're going to say, now hold on a second. Just 1 minute. That does not line up with what God wrote. Can you say amen? Amen. And you know, I don't know about you, but me, I am ready. I'm so ready for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. I am so ready for the Spirit of God to smash all of our theology and just bring His brilliance in. Because so many of us have got a wrong theology. So many of us are steeped in pride. I've seen people in churches where they take notes, but not because they want to take notes. They take notes because they want to check and make sure he's right, and I'm going to show him he's wrong. That's coming to church with a wrong mindset. You've got to be alert to make sure you're not being, you know, told a lie. But if you're sitting there to try to find out what the person's doing wrong, go to another church. Yeah. It's that simple, because you're not learning. You're not receiving. You're not receiving in that moment. I want the presence. I want the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see manifestation of the presence of God where He burns cancerous tumors out of a person's head and heart and gives new parts to the body. I've seen it before in Africa. I've seen it in places we've been to, Jamaica and places like that. We've seen it in Haiti. We saw it with our own eyes. It was in action. We saw it take place. We saw gang members, gang leaders, leaders of the worst kind of gangs you can get in Africa, throwing their knives on the floor and their bottles on the ground and their pipes at their joints, and they come in there crying on their faces. We saw the move of the Holy Spirit. I had a man come running up the aisle in this big church. I was a worship leader for 11 years, and we had a large church. And the guy came running up the aisle. I was in the middle of a song. Everyone was worshiping God and singing. He came running up the aisle, come bounding up the steps, and he came for me like this while I was singing. And all I did was I did that. I'll never forget. I just put my hand out, and it's like a bomb hit him. And he flew backwards, and then the people came and got him. It stirs up the demonic. When the presence of God is around, the demonic gets stirred up, then you can cast it out. A lot of people are sitting in churches hiding the demons. Oh, you don't believe that. You don't believe that. Listen, and I don't want to scare you, but there's a lot of demonic activity in a lot of people when they come to a church. That's why when we come to the church on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night and we do praise and worship, we need to enter in. Because that's when it starts to shift and move things around in the atmosphere. And that starts to plow the hearts of the people so that they can fall on their faces and think, oh my God, I need Jesus. Amen. Amen. I don't want to do church just for the sake of doing church. I want to see the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see the fire of the outpouring that they experienced on the day of Pentecost. And they turned the world upside down, the whole book of Acts. We're still writing the book of Acts today. We're in the book of Acts today. Nothing's changed. It's still the same Holy Spirit that God gave back 2,000 years ago on Pentecost. It's the same one that's here right now. The thing that's not working is we're not. Oh, Pastor, we came here to have a yes tickle. Not tonight, you got. Because if I don't give truth, if we don't bring truth, how are you going to ever change anything? Maybe we are the ones that need to change. Maybe it's us that needs revival first. Maybe we need to fall on our faces and cry out to God. Maybe we need to fast a little bit and do some carpet time. Maybe we need to start learning to love the unlovely. Come on. Amen. We are a community. A community of believers, a community of people that say, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Catherine Kuhlman did it. You think God preferred her to you? No. How come she could do what she did? How come Smith Wigglesworth could do what he could do? I'll tell you something about Smith Wigglesworth. I don't know if you know this. He was illiterate. That means he couldn't read nor write. He was a plumber in England. And his granny taught him to read through the Bible. The Bible. She taught him the Bible. The only book he ever in his entire life read was the Bible. He never read a newspaper. He never read absolutely anything else, just the Bible. In fact, Lester Sumrall, I had the privilege of being worship leader in one of his meetings in South Africa at our church. Lester Sumrall went to Smith Wigglesworth, who trained him up. And he went to Smith Wigglesworth, and he had the newspapers, and he opened the door, Wigglesworth, when he knocked, and Lester Sumrall was standing there, and he said, what you got there on your arm? That's how he spoke. What you got there on your arm? And he said, oh, it's the Daily Mail or Daily Mirror or something. He says, when you were staying outside, till you get rid of that. Nothing but the Word of God gets into this house. And God used him to raise 23 people from the dead. Listen, there's a bit of selling out here. Catherine Kuhlman say, you know how she was. God is wonderful. And she would speak like that. Precious Holy Spirit. And she'd say things like, she'd say, it's free, but it will cost you everything. It's free, but it's going to cost you everything. Total, complete surrender. That's what we're talking about. It's surrender. Just totally surrender and just say, yes, Lord. And I'm telling you, when we get to that position, Pastor Mark, when we all start falling down and crying out to a holy, righteous God, God is not so weak that his arm can't reach down to us. He can turn this place upside down. He can get tradition, this whole area exploding for Christ, that people are coming from China and Japan and Russia to see what's going on. Amen. Oh, you don't think it can happen? Amen. It happened in Brownsville. It happened in Azusa Street. It happened in the Great Welsh Revival. Why can't it happen here? Amen. Why can't it happen here? Amen. Well, that was them and that was then. No, this is here and this is now. Why can it not happen now? It can. And if we get hungry enough and we cry out enough for God, it will happen. And let me tell you, when God starts getting involved in your life and our lives, everything changes. Everything changes. And the Holy Spirit manifests in different ways. Often it's the fire of the Holy Spirit burning out and changing lives. It can be joy, it can be dancing, it can be a song, it can be the gifts of the Spirit. And the gifts of the Spirit start operating. A lot of denominations don't even believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you pray in tongues, we were told the other day from someone, that's of the devil. If you pray in tongues, they say that is of the devil. And I'm looking at people and thinking, but you're a pastor. What are you reading? It's not the Bible. You're not reading the Bible. I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues and I'm proud of the fact that I do. And I will never stop praying in tongues. In fact, I'm doubling up right now. That's the power. Because you don't know what you should pray for as you ought. But the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints. He makes intercession for the saints according to the perfect will of God. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Praying the perfect will of the Father. Amen. We need to pray in tongues. Don't hide it.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. I'll be sharing how God gave billionaire David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby, a download from heaven that increased the value of his business by $1 billion. Now, if God would do that for David Green, what can he do for you in your business and your life? Come and discover how, and I promise you things will never be the same again. Don't miss out.
Join us this coming Sunday at Christ Family Church for these two amazing services that are going to be held at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m., where there will be an impartation into your own personal life. That's this Sunday, June 30th at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m., all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H,